Hello, everybody. Today's Nach Daily is Tehillim, chapter 110. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. This chapter has seven psukim in it. Although this is a short chapter, there's a variety of different opinions over here on who authored this parak and to what it's referring to. Let's jump right in. It opens with the words L'David Mizmor, a psalm for David. First, the simplest explanation is David wrote this chapter for the Levim to sing in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, when it says the words Adonai, my master, it's referring to David himself, because it was really written for the Levim to sing. Secondly, the Gemara in Nedarim 32b explains, David said this to Tehillim as a praise for Avram Avinu, because Hashem had promised him success against the war with the four kings. Therefore, in verse 4, when it says, Ata Kohen Leolam Al Divarti Malki Tzedek, you'll be a Kohen and righteous king forever, it really means you, Avraham, will be a Kohen forever because of what happened with Malki Tzedek, the king of Yerushalayim during Avraham's time. The Gemara in Nedarim continues to explain Hashem was going to make the Kohen line come from Malki Tzedek, also known as Shem, but because Malki Tzedek chose to bless Avraham before blessing Hashem, Hashem removed the Kohen line from the family of Malki Tzedek and gave it over to Avraham. Thirdly, the Gemara in Baba Basra 12b, and the Meiri, in his introduction to Tehillim, writes this Tehillim was actually written by Malki Tzedek himself. Last but not least, the Sfarno brings the subject of this chapter is talking about none other than Mashiach himself. Now for the Perek summary. The beginning of this chapter recalls the promise Hashem made to Avraham that he would successfully defeat his enemy kings. Hashem would allow Avraham to use the kings as his footstool, meaning he would totally conquer them. The chapter also relates the great merit Avraham had for finding God at such a young age. It was in the merit of Avraham's desire and search for God he received extra divine protection. The parak winds down with mentioning the Bris Bein HaBesarim, promise Hashem made that he would enslave Am Yisrael, but ultimately Hashem has a covenant with Yisrael and will not let us be destroyed. It should be noted, if you learn the subject of this chapter about David, then the Perek is really talking about how Hashem will allow David to be successful and defeat his enemies. Okay, now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 1, it opens with the words, L'David mizmor nu'am Hashem la'aduni shev li'amini ad ashis oivecha hadom liraglecha. Of David of Psalm, God said to my master, sit at my right hand while I make your enemies your footstool. The Ramat Wali explains Kabbalistically this pasuk about Mashiach in the following manner. The question over here is, it says the words ashis, I will make, in the feminine form. It really should have said the word asim in the masculine form. Why? Because if you rearrange the letters of ashis, aleph, shin, yud, saf, you get the words ishti, meaning my wife, because when Mashiach will come, there will be a yichud, union of all Hashem's names, like the union between a man and wife. That's why the parak opens with the words Noam Hashem Laduni, the placement of the two names of Yudke Vavke and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud are next to each other, to teach us about the union of Hashem's names that will take place in the times of Mashiach. The absolute oneness of God will all experience when Hashem reveals His presence for all mankind to see. Let us merit to see the revelation of Mashiach ben David with our very own eyes. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.